Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, Miami, Florida, looking at the latest information on Tropical Storm Elsa. Still 65 mile an hour winds, moving northwest at 14 miles an hour, getting really close to the Cuban coastline. Let's start off with the satellite. You can see some of this convection. You can see a sunrise stretches across the satellite here. We can get our first visible images of Elsa, and you can see some of this convection, those areas of clouds that look like they're starting small but then getting very large with time. That's that convection really exploding in some of these areas, and as a result, you get some heavy rainfall over the island of Cuba. And look at some of the forecasting there, 5 to 10 inches of rain, even up to 15 inches of rain. So it gets some flash flood, some mudslides, significant amount of rainfall. But all this with time is going to moving northward, and that's going to provide some heavy rainfall for portions of Florida with time. Aircraft is in there, the NOAA Hurricane Hunters. We're getting radar images. We're getting information about the storm and the structure of the storm. And what that does is it helps us make the forecast. And this is the latest one that we have. Location right here at the latest advisory. Now, the tropical storm force winds are stretching out in a radius about 50 miles away from the center. Most of those winds, we saw that even on the satellite, most of that weather, the heavy rain and the winds, is on that right-hand side, the east side of the storm. Timing-wise, approaching the Keys around 2 a.m. Tuesday morning. So tomorrow, early morning, approaching the Keys with the storm. 2 a.m. Wednesday off the coast, off the central coast of Florida, and then moving northward even into Wednesday, getting into portions of North Florida. Rainfall. I mean, we're looking at the wind, we're looking at the rainfall, and also the arrival, the preparedness part of this, the arrival of the tropical storm force winds. But you really need to have things wrapped up, really have your preparedness done as the winds arrive. Looking at some of that, the Keys, around 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, some of those winds are going to start moving into the Keys. With time throughout the morning tomorrow into South Florida, especially around the center, but also in those rain bands, even well away from the center, you can get those high winds. And then Central Florida, Orlando area, tomorrow evening and moving northward. Even to the Carolinas, Wednesday and Thursday could see some of these winds. So in addition to the winds, the rainfall, heavy rainfall possible. Anytime you get these tropical systems, just efficient amount of rain. That rain comes down really quickly. Some of the values here, 4 to 6 inches of rain. That's mainly right along the coastline on the west coast of Florida from the Tampa Bay area back through the Keys. Could see some significant rainfall, but you know, even Central Florida, 2 to 4 inches. On the east coast of Florida, could still see 1 to 2 inches of rain. Watch those rain bands. Get that afternoon convection, the afternoon storms, get some heating, and some of that, those storms could be pretty strong and bring in some very, very heavy rainfall. A storm surge is always a concern with these systems, and some of the values that we're showing with Elsa, Ocean Reef back to Dry Tortugas, 1 to 2 feet of storm surge, and then from Flamingo up to Bonita Beach, 1 to 3 feet. Higher values, we go some Bonita Beach up to the Suwannee River, 2 to 4 feet of storm surge, and that includes Tampa Bay with 2 to 4 feet. So some of those traditional places could see some of that flooding. We'll be watching it real close from the National Hurricane Center. This has been Ken Graham in our operations area in Miami, Florida.